from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, you know what that music means, Hugh. It's time to talk some magic numbers here.
Countdown.
I'm hoping to move this countdown a little quicker, right? We started this last week, and then the Phillies, you know, they had a good week. I mean, look, they beat the Royals 2 out of 3, beat the Astros 2 out of 3. I was hoping a little more cooperation from the Braves, though. They went to Minnesota this week and swept them clean out. So now the Braves come here. So, Hugh, let's take a look at the magic number and then kind of dive into the different possibilities this weekend, right? So there's 5 possibilities this weekend, Phillies, Braves. There's sweep either side, right? Phillies sweep the Braves 4-0, or the Braves sweep the Phillies 4-0. There's 3-1 on either side. Phillies take 3 out of 4. Braves take 3 out of 4. There's also the split, which is probably the most likelihood. That's what happens in a lot of these 4-game series. We don't want that, though, Hugh. We want the magic number to get chopped off by a lot. All right, so right now, the Phillies' magic number to clinch the National League East is 25.
Mm-hmm.
Their magic number to clinch a playoff spot is 20. All right, so that's what we're dealing with right now. 25 to clinch the division. 20 is the magic number to simply make the playoffs. They've been helped out the last couple days. The Mets have lost out in Arizona. So if the Phillies sweep the Braves this weekend, 4 starting tonight all the way through Sunday, they will chop that magic number down to win this division to 17. They'll chop 8 off this magic number.
Mm-hmm.
If they get swept, obviously nothing comes off it. If the Phillies win 3 out of 4, we'll take this thing down to 19. And if the Phillies split this weekend, they'll take the magic number down to 21 to win the National League East. Hugh Douglas, what do you need this weekend? Like, what would satisfy you? What's an acceptable, forget satisfy, acceptable. What is an acceptable weekend for you this weekend?
You know what, to be realistic, because I know the Braves are coming in here and they're not afraid of the Phillies right now. They showed that last week we played them.
Sure.
But initially, when you start breaking down all these different scenarios, the number that jumped out to me that is doable and I think is fair in this situation is 3. 3 out of 4.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, I'm always going to go, you know, I know the Braves are coming in, they're going to be a little hot, but you got to cool them off. You got to cool them off. So I'm thinking 3 out of 4.
I would sign up for 3 out of 4 right now.
What do you think is split?
Well, I think split is probably, you know, 4-game series often gets split. I want 3 out of 4. Before Kyle yells, I want to say this, a split is not the worst thing in the world. It chops off 4 more days from the schedule. Mm-hmm. It's the Braves' last chance to get the Phillies, and a split would mean the Phillies are up 5 on Labor Day, and the Braves have no more head-to-head games. The only way this weekend is a failure is if they lose 3 out of 4 or obviously get swept. They get swept, we're coming in here Tuesday, we're panicking. But if the Phillies win 2 or 3, obviously 4 would be amazing. If they win 2 or 3, it's a satisfactory weekend. 3, the Braves are dead. Because that would move it to what, 7?
See, that's what you're doing. You're going for the kill.
Yeah. The kill. 3 out of 4, they're up 7 with no more head-to-head games, and the magic number is down to 19. It's over. Kyle, what do you need this weekend?
So, this might surprise you because I declared this game a must-win tonight.
Tonight.
I think a split would be not a disaster, right? Because it's sort of status quo on the division standings, at least. We gain a few in the magic number there. But I'm just freaking tired of losing the Braves, man. Like, I would love... 3 out of 4 is obviously ideal, sweet, the most ideal. I need, if we're going to split the series, I need one of the wins to be tonight. I need to know that they did not lose their momentum from what Taiwan and Topper did yesterday. So I need one of the wins of at least two to be tonight. I need them to win tonight.
Here's the good news on the series. We have our four best pitchers going. They don't have their four best pitchers going because Chris Sale went yesterday. So we keep missing Chris Sale, which is quite admirable.
Pretty good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but that's good. I mean, that's... Well, what do you mean?
What if we have to see him in the playoffs? We haven't seen him all year.
We saw him in the first series of the year?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
No, it's a long time ago.
Yeah. Don't you kind of want some reps against the guy, especially if you have to end up seeing him in the postseason?
No, we want wins.
I want wins.
How about wins against Chris Sale? What are we lowering the bar for this team? We're better than the Braves.
I just want to bury the Braves.
Yeah.
We're trying to get wins, though. We just had a traumatic moment yesterday.
Don't move the line, Hugh.
Now you want all the smoke. Sometimes it's okay to avoid the smoke,
no.
Kyle.
Nope. What happened to being a man?
Well, I mean, it's not like he's here and I'm saying, please don't pitch. He's not on turn. It's not his turn to pitch. All right. Here are the pitching matchups. Tonight, Charlie Morton, Christopher Sanchez. That's advantage Phillies.
He said, what happened to being a man?
Friday, Reynaldo Lopez, Ranger Suarez. That feels like a push. Lopez had a good year. That I feel like it's a push. Saturday, Max Fried, Zach Wheeler. That's advantage Phillies. Fried has not been as good this year. You know who's pitching Sunday night, Hugh? The final game of the series. Swashbuckler.
Schwellenbach. Yeah, because I was listening to the lineup. Yeah, Schwellenbach. Schwellenbach had a pretty good outing for them the last time we played.
He's
yeah.
actually probably better than we thought he was because we didn't see him much. But yes.
Is this a special Strider situation with Schwellenbach?
Oh, I don't think he's that good, but he might be good.
No, because you remember when Spencer came up.
Oh, I know.
Spencer came up and, you know, they were, you know, questioned about his velo and did. He came out there and just started.
I'm not as wowed by Swashbuckler, but he might be good. All right, so Sunday night is Spencer Schwellenbach against Aaron Nola. So it's Sanchez, Suarez, Wheeler, Nola. Official predictions, I'm going to say 3 out of 4. They're going to get 3 out of 4.
Yeah, we got to have this.
They're going to push the lead to 7 by Monday, and the Braves are all but dead. Because if the Phillies are up 7 on Labor Day with no more head-to-head, it's very hard for me to imagine that the Braves are really in this.
I want Hugh's prediction.
I said 3 out of 4. I said 3.
We need you to guarantee it.
Listen, y'all, listen. Last time we did this, it didn't work out well for me. Go ahead and get the all ready because I'm not predicting a thing.
It's so disappointing.
Do you hear that? People are relying on you.
Oh, man.
You let them all down.
That is the greatest. That all is the greatest after that.
People have the show on in their workplace, right? And then, like, everyone gathers around, like, one of the radios or phones, wherever the audio is coming out of, and they're like, oh, he's gonna guarantee it.
No,
and then you
not.
Let everyone down.
No, no, don't believe that's going to be the case. And those same people that are waiting for me to guarantee it, when it goes south, are the same ones that will tweet me and say, damn it, it's your fault.
Forget about that.
Hold on. You're the one over here saying, don't worry about the bus part or Super Bowl or bus. But now
I ain't worried about that.
Yeah, you're worried about a prediction gone wrong?
Yes, I'm worried about that part.
Why?
I ain't worried about the Super Bowl, though, because that's the goal. I'm in New Orleans right now mentally.
I could tell.
And if I'm not mistaken, that's going to be right around Mardi Gras. Oh, it's going down, Joe. We got to get to New Orleans, man.
Is that really a good idea?
Yes.
I mean, it's great.
Well,
but is it a good idea?
Well, no, listen. Because it all depends when we get there. I need to get there.
You better be
on
good
a
and
Friday.
Rested, buddy. Yeah.
No, I need to get there on Friday, like the
Yo,
week
gummy.
Before the Super Bowl. Because Friday after work, baby, I'm in them streets.
Mm-hmm.
In New Orleans from Friday to Saturday, because then I got all day Sunday to recover.
Wait, we're going the week before
the game? The week before,
the
yeah, we got to go.
Like,
listen, if we get a chance to go, even if I have to on my own dime.
Oh, so we do the first week of Super Bowl week here, and then we fly out Friday.
Friday night.
We get the weekend there, and then we gotta be ready for a show Monday.
Yeah, I'll be ready by Monday because I'm going to recover Sunday.
Okay.
But I'm in them streets. I'm giving me one of them little masks.
Just one day to recover?
I mean, that's it.
I usually need two.
Yeah, I might need two too, yeah.
Well,
and I'm younger.
It just all depends. I mean, because
I might tap out Saturday afternoon to get ready for Monday.
It all depends. Because, like, if we're doing heavy drinking, then y'all probably going to miss me.
You're the one that mentioned Mardi Gras, dude. We're not going to do heavy drinking.
We're going to be to Mardi Gras. We're going to hit some of the parties. We're going to hit Bourbon Street.
Okay, well, then I can guarantee you what is going to go down, and that's heavy drinking.
We're
going to
hit Bourbon Street. We're going to hit some of the little spots that I know of in Louisiana. Yeah, we're going to get some beignets.
I'm looking at the freezer.
You see? Don't put that on me. You have what he called me, Pervy Douglas, whatever. No, nah, that's, don't put that on me.
Oh, Perv Griffin.
Perv Griffin. Yeah, don't be calling me that, man.
One of our callers calls him Perv Griffin.
Perv Griffin. Yeah, they'll be putting that on me. But
it's
no,
I think it's Josh in Wilmington.
Yeah, it is Josh. But no, I'm gonna. You know, I know people in New Orleans. We're gonna go get some po' boys. Get some Well, I don't eat crawfish like that.
That's Jalen's dish, by the way.
We get crawfish etouffee. Yeah, go to New Orleans. On the weekend.
I can't wait. And if they don't get there, it's your fault. All right, 215-592-9494. Joe in the Northeast. He's ready to talk some Phillies here. Joe!
Yeah, Joe, I thought you forgot.
No, I don't forget, Joe. I'm setting you up.
Another 2.5 hour wait here, buddy. I'm glad I just had to put you on the speakerphone here.
Well, Joe, I'm happy to talk to you. And I was setting you up. I know you're ready to talk some Phillies here. So what are you thinking about tonight?
Yeah, well, first of all, about you. I drove 13 hours with the family for that NFC game down at the dome there. You were saying
St. Louis. He was there.
Wasn't Correll Buchholder injured and he didn't play the second half in that game?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah. But the one that I remember the most, because that's the one that affected us, Troy being out.
Right. You know, when you're at the game, you don't pick up all the stuff that if you're at home watching it on TV. But I think, like I said, I think he didn't play.
So, Joe, I just pulled it up. Yeah, I just pulled the box score up. He only had 6 carries, and he had 50 yards on those 6 carries. So I feel like I remember that, and it kind of checks out that, because why would they not keep giving him the ball if he was that productive?
Yeah. Listen to the in reference to the Phillies. I told Kyle, John Johnson said that on his last night show. He said all the hosts and the callers are doing the same thing. They're putting this all the talk on Taiwan Walker, and not on the 9 players that came to the plate. You know, they were only losing. You know, he gave up 6 runs. Right, his stuff. It wasn't there. You know, it hasn't been there. And they should know that what he pitched, how he pitched last year, what his velocity was last year, when he won the 15 games, and then when he slacked off the last 6 weeks where they didn't put him on the postseason. They should know that, okay? But he had, again, with the mental lapses that are now starting to occur, forgetting that there was only one out. And then Stott in the same game getting picked off at second, and now our great ball player Bryce Harper, he lets Altuve score the first run. So after into the third inning, we were only down 1-0. And where was our bats against a pitcher that we made him look like Nolan Ryan? You know,
yeah, they were non-existent yesterday.
No, and then he gave up 6 runs. Okay, how about when Stott? I had it on the radio while I'm in and out stores yesterday. I was able to see the replay from like the third inning on. He gave up 6 runs. As bad as his stuff was, but Stott didn't handle a double play ball where Alvarez would have never got to hit bat, up the bat and hit the home run.
But it was 6 innings with 0 strikeouts. That's pretty bad.
It is. But they like that guy. So it wasn't they were saying, he's pitching, we're done. No, this isn't a team. I told you this lineup is flawed. And that's why I was vehement about having that Cal Stevenson still stay up. Because this guy knows a ball from... Joe, it was 6-0 in the game, and when I watched it on the replay, and we got Trey Turner up there. He's got a 3-0 count. So he swings at the next pitch. I don't know if that was a strike or not. The second pitch, he fouls it off. The second pitch was at the top of the box. He fouled that off, all right? And now the third pitch, he strikes out on out of the zone, and he's asking the umpire, was that a strike? And the umpire replied to him there. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. These guys, even though Wheeler pitched such a great game against Houston, they made him work that first game, right? His pitch count was up there. They don't go out of the strike zone. That's why I talked to Tom Kelly. I said, chart one of their games and see how many times they swing at pitches out of the strike zone.
Well, it's too much. It's way too much.
Yeah. And if they don't win tonight, again, this is the best matchup that they have, Morton against Sanchez. If they don't win tonight, they're going to lose three, if not four, games against the Braves.
Oh.
And I'm rooting against them. They need to be waking up.
Rooting against them, Joe.
Yeah, I am. From the players to the manager to Dombrowski. You have Michael Mercado brought in now. They have him in the bullpen now. You're going to see him be sent down and back will come.
Sure, yeah, I agree, yeah.
Junior Marte. He'll be the guy coming back. You know what I mean? I've had it with the way they've been playing, and Topper doesn't do anything. When Baum forgot how many outs there was, and he followed him. He should have took him out of the game.
He did talk to him in the tunnel. Joe, I mean, Joe's fired up. Joe, we appreciate it. I'm gonna say something I don't usually say.
Did you get all that, Hill?
Did you write it all down?
Did I write it down?
Yeah. No. Okay. I think we're overreacting. I think we're overreacting. They have won, 9 out of 12 games?
Overreacting to what?
To yesterday.
No, this is what we do on a normal. We overreact all the time.
I'm not throwing out that they won four in a row because Taiwan Walker is as bad as a guy you could find on the street right now. We're blaming everyone else. The game was over the minute Taiwan Walker put his uniform on yesterday. It doesn't mean the team is bad again now. The pitcher they threw on the mound yesterday is not a major leaguer. I don't think that is going to focus. I don't think that's going to go into tonight. They're going to take the mound tonight with Christopher Sanchez, and then tomorrow at Ranger Suarez. I know it's hard to do. We need to separate these Taiwan games. Over the last 2 weeks, the Phillies have gone back to playing good baseball, except when Taiwan Walker pitches.
It was traumatic, Joe. Let the people cook.
People can cook all they want. I'm just saying, we're really, we have Joe, who's a great fan. I mean, he's a great Phillies fan. He's rooting against the team tonight because of how big of the debacle was yesterday.
No, you know what's funny? I will
just flush it, guys. Move on.
That's a shame. We lost Joe.
We were down there at Chicken and Peace. I was listening to the game coming in. And the collective feeling that I got was that everybody kind of knew this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fans we were talking to Chris and all the other guys, and they were like, kind of felt like this was going to be the case. So it did feel like, to your point, it felt like a schedule loss.
It was.
It really felt like a schedule loss. And it felt like, it looked like when you think back on the game, when we saw it, looked like the guys kind of felt the same way.
Now, look, if you're upset because you're afraid they're going to blow the one or the two seed because they keep giving scheduled losses away every fifth day because of Taiwan, that's fair. I mean, you could be annoyed about that.
Yeah, Taiwan, it might be kiss the baby for him.
Might be.
Yeah, I
what do you mean, Mike?
I'm just being honest. Joe, there's a monetary value that... I know you don't want to hear it, just like you didn't want to hear it last time when I told you that he probably would play.
We're not doing this again.
I'm just being honest with you, Joe. He might. There's a conversation being had. Now, I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. Especially when you talk about the games down the stretch. Who we got? We got the Marlins coming up still, though.
So
we got the Marlins.
It's the Braves for four. They're off on Labor Day. They go to Toronto, I think, for two, and then Miami next weekend.
He'll probably be in one of those games.
Mm.
I'm just being honest with you. It's one of those things where, you know, he's in the rotation. He'll probably get one more. I mean,
are you trying to get someone to
I'm
scream?
Not trying
hold
to be,
excuse
I'm not,
me?
Wait a minute,
I was on the phone.
Up.
I just caught the end of this.
First of all,
stop it.
He's back
just,
on his nonsense
I'm not,
again.
I'm not, enough.
I'm not saying that he deserves a start. I'm just being realistic. The verdict is still out.
The jury
now
is, the verdict is in.
You
this
set me
guy
off. You have officially set
Listen,
me off.
Listen, I'm just preparing you.
It.
I'm preparing
nope.
you. I'm preparing you.
I have advice for the Phillies. Okay, don't listen to Hugh. Number one. Number two.
If this
guy pitches again,
I'm disgusted.
Two things.
With you.
I need it to be on the road. I don't want to see him in Citizens Bank Park ever
Aren't
again.
Aren't they on the road with the Marlins?
Yes. And number two.
Duh.
If you want to keep him around, he's a mop-up guy. Or when they clinch the last week of the season and everyone wants a rest, throw him out there every day.
He's probably going to be something like that. But here's the thing. And the only reason I'm saying this is because there's still a conversation to be had. Because
what's the conversation?
I was about to tell you. His velo has been up.
Oh, you are disgusting.
What? Dog, I'm trying.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
He pitched six innings in a major league game yesterday and didn't get a single strikeout.
Oh.
That's alarming.
It's it's totally alarming.
But what I'm saying is this. They are trying to salvage as much of this situation as they possibly
can. It's over.
That's it.
This is a sunk cost.
And let's be honest and realistic about the situation that we're in.
Now, I've been waiting for that.
No, he might not pitch in meaningful games. That's why they moved him the other day. But he's probably going to be back out
so
there.
So I understand your point, but if their goal is to get the one or the two seed, in essence, they're all meaningful, right? Some are more meaningful than others, yeah. And the Braves series is obviously more meaningful than the Astros, but we can't just pretend like they don't matter, these games.
Okay, but here's the thing too, Joe, and I know that the diehard baseball fans are going to be mad at me for saying this, but I feel like this is the truth. Don't we need to find out what we have from him, even though...
No, we found out.
I knew you were about to say it before I even got it out. Going into this playoffs, you need to find out whether or not you can salvage him. You did it with JT.
No,
not JT. You did it with Castellanos.
They're not putting. He's not sniffing the playoffs. What are you talking about?
I'm just throwing it out there, man. Don't shoot the messenger.
I am. I'm tired of the messenger.
There is a better chance that Taiwan Walker is sitting next to you in a seat during the playoffs than he is on the mound.
I mean, it's a chance, but you got to see. You got to see that, though.
It's over.
I'm not arguing
the only
that.
One that can't see it is you.
No, I do see it. I'm the one that made the analogy that he got nine reprimands in his HR folder.
Doesn't help that I'm blind.
He got nine of them things.
You are blind.
Well, 10 when you talk about liking, you can't like post. You can't like tweet posts. You can't like.
He was tweeting
posts.
Himself about disrespect at all times. Like, shut up, dude. You stink.
And it did not help that yesterday in the press conference, he felt like he was aloof. Aloof,
yeah,
not aware.
Delusional.
That's a nice, another word to use.
We need to send you to a doctor. You have Taiwan Walker derangement syndrome.
It's the same syndrome as Tobias stuff. You know what it is? This is what you call a personal attack.
But you have a problem.
Because what I'm trying to do is get you to understand that there is probably opportunity for him to be back out there again. I'm trying to get you mentally prepared.
No.
See, that's the problem. You don't want to listen. You don't want to listen.
All right.
You don't want to listen.
This is the last thing that I can't do any more time on, okay? There is a base level to pitch in the major leagues, and he's below that level. So nothing else matters to me.
He did not. Like, the one that gets me is when he came back from IR and Bogarted his way in and then just didn't look great.
Topper just shoving Topper out of the way.
He's
I'm
like,
in.
Listen, I'm ready to go, coach. Put me in. No, take a couple weeks off. No! I'm ready to go.
Are you? Are you really ready? I don't think you are. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll finish up on the phone lines here. Lot to discuss. And don't forget, the Eagles Radiothon goes on till 5 p.m. tonight. Text midday to 53209 to make a donation right now. There's also the $30 T-shirt designed by Kylie Kelsey and Jace Kelsey. You could buy that right now, EaglesRadiothon.com. You could bid to have us come to you, your business, maybe even your home if we could set that up, a remote broadcast, and you come in here and be part of a show with us one day. 215-592-9494. All right, we got to open up an investigation on one of our own here and a developing story about the game in Brazil. That's coming up along with your calls, midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
gone.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, you know what that music means. It means it's time for us here in the Midday Show to do what we
Who got in trouble
do.
This time?
Well, we're opening up a little investigation, Hugh. And once in a while, we have to do this, get to the bottom of things, because nobody else around here does this. I mean, once in a while, someone needs to get answers. And yesterday, he was part of Radiothon, Eagles Radiothon, which is a great, great cause, EaglesRadiothon.com. And we've had so many great guests on the station. I mean, it's really it's been amazing. Yesterday, we had Devontae Smith, Jason Kelce, Kylie Kelce. Today, I mean, man, Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley and Howie on the morning show later today. I
heard Howie killed it, too.
He did. Lane Johnson on the afternoon show. And yesterday on the afternoon show, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni was on. And it was great. And, you know, it's great hearing from Nick a week from the season. And he was excited to be on the show with them.
He read a book.
Well, he did. Guess what?
In the offseason.
I have that book now.
You do?
Yeah, I'm reading the Sirianni book, by the way, guys.
Joe takes a look into a book. It's reading Julio.
I don't have a review yet. Not the point of this. The point is, during the conversation yesterday on the afternoon show, Spike asked Nick Sirianni about Elliott charting the stats, right? The Jalen Hurts stats. Listen to this, because I'm now questioning if we could trust Elliott Shore Parks. Here it was yesterday.
We've been noticing, and we've been giving Elliott a little bit of hell for this, is that you occasionally will mention Elliott, whether it's, you know, the Jalen Hurts training camp stats or so on and so forth. And we're a little worried that you're endearing yourself too much to Elliott, which might make him biased. So is this...
Elliott is our stat keeper during training camp. Like, we don't keep stats during training camp. And you know what? I like to know what the percentage of the quarterbacks is every once in a while, and so I get it from Elliott. Like, he's working for us right now. He's keeping the stats. I got to give him a shout out every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
So is there an effort within the NovaCare facility, have you met, to sway Elliott by mentioning him in these press conferences and giving him credit like that? Do you know how dangerous this is to us?
You know, again, anybody that does a service for us, I will always want to mention and say, hey, we appreciate you, right? I think everybody needs to know they're loved and appreciated. And you know what? Elliott is right there. Now, do I agree with some of his grades sometimes? No, but we don't use those.
Okay, right. Okay.
You know, we use the, hey, he was 21 or 24, whatever it is. That we can go on. But when he gives them a B+ or an A-, we'll leave that to us as the coaches.
All right, man.
I love it, man.
All right, that was obviously really funny. I like how they don't always agree with his grades. But Hugh, there's a, underneath the soft belly of the fun there, there's a very troubling trend coming out of that.
You're talking about him and Jalen, Elliott endearing himself to the Eagles?
Well, now you have to wonder, can we, as a station and the audience, trust Elliott's takes now, or has he been bought off through praise by the Eagles, by Nick Sirianni? I mean, if he knows he's getting shout-outs by the Eagles head coach, maybe he's going to endear himself by, you know, I'm just an example, like, hey, Nick's on the hot seat. We got Elliott Shore Parks saying, no, he's doing a great job because he knows he's, you know, that's his guy now. I mean, Hugh, there's some, you know, there feels like a conflict of interest a little bit here for our Eagles reporter, Elliott Shore Parks. I just feel like this needs to be investigated.
As far as, like, trust his takes goes.
Yeah.
Elliott has some pretty unique, that's the word I want to use, takes. So mm-hmm. I don't know if that trust is the right word.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the right word.
But they all come from the place of... in the best interests of WIP,
well, I think,
and what he thinks, but are now they going to become like more like slanted towards the Eagles?
No, you know
pro
what?
Eagles.
Like, see, this is where it gets tough for me, Joe, because I think when Elliott has his takes, they're rooted in belief. A lot of them are rooted in belief. I don't think he can be swayed either way when it comes to that, because that whole, the one I heard a couple of days ago, the Marty McFly one, that was pretty wild.
Yeah, that was a lot.
That was a lot to digest. So I think that with Coach Sirianni giving him props, I don't think it's gonna taint him in any way. I think it just validates him because, you know, he's been like the last couple months though. You know, people been kind of, you know, Elliott has got a little heat. I think now he's starting to get his flowers. So I look at it more so that in order, Elliott has come into his own now. And with that being said, I think he's going to double down and he's going to be probably more edgier.
Okay. So
as a host, I think that's what it's going to do. As an analyst, I should say.
I trust Elliott. I've known Elliott a long time. I trust him with his takes.
But I don't.
My antenna's up on the Eagles trying to use him. That's up now. Like, will Sirianni try to get on his good side to avoid maybe some, you know, challenging takes down the line.
I would contend we've already lost Elliott. Did you hear what one of his biggest takes were coming out of training camp?
What was it?
That Nick Sirianni is having an amazing training camp.
He did say that.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, but he's been, but to be fair, before he got this praise, he had already been kind of on that bandwagon, because I remember him saying something vaguely about how Coach Sirianni is a better coach now because he doesn't have all that responsibility.
Chicken or the egg?
Yeah, so he's kind of been, you
but
know
is
what I mean?
Doing
he's
it
kind
for of the praise from the Eagles head coach. I mean, Nick's.
I mean, that's a valid. That's
Nick
valid.
Has a big platform. Think about how many millions of people hear Nick Sirianni's press conference every week, whether it be, you know, here on WIP, TV, NFL Network, Fox,
so you're
CBS.
So you're saying, like, it's a blessing and a curse because he's playing with fire a little
exactly.
bit. He might lose his credibility. I don't think he'll lose his credibility.
All right. I trust Elliott, but my antenna is up on the Sirianni angle here. And
we're watching you, Elliott.
Yeah, Kyle thinks we've lost Elliott already.
Oh, he's gone.
It's
he's
over?
A goner, yeah. I mean, the mole is the mole.
We
mole
can't,
is
we can't
the
have a
so you're
going to
be looking at, him, you're no. looking at him sideways
yep.
now?
Of course.
I can see that.
This is a potential problem for the station.
It's a huge problem.
We got to squash this one immediately. All right, investigation, I guess, inconclusive, like the Harvard studies?
And yes. like his polygraph results.
Well, that's another layer of this.
I mean, this guy.
Wait a minute. How was this? I forgot it. What happened?
Elliott, he broke the machine.
Elliott took the polygraph, right. answered four questions, and every one of them was inconclusive.
They couldn't tell if he was telling the truth or lying. The guy has broken it.
He's psychotic.
Yeah, that's like serial killer stuff, ain't it?
Yeah, I feel like we've gone too far now. All right, 215-592-9494.
We haven't gone far enough.
David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe. I hate to be the bearer of bad news to you, but HR wants to talk to you immediately after the show because you yelled at the callers. And you're going to have to figure out a way to have the show tomorrow without Joe, I think.
No, I don't. I only yell at the dopes, not every caller. You know what? Shut up.
Are you sure? I almost hung up. I was scared.
There's no
Joel,
reason to be
I'm like
scared.
Intimidated. Like, Joel is very intimidating. He's very, very intimidating.
Yeah, I don't get angry often, but when I do, it's usually at Jay in West Philly, who's a dope. All right, go ahead, Dave.
Okay. As far as the Eagles go, you're absolutely, you're right and you're wrong, if that makes sense. You're right that, you know, they don't have to win a Super Bowl in the season. You know, they have an open window because they have such a young team. But where you're wrong is every year, at the beginning of the year, is Super Bowl or bust. It just, you know, you could have ended the show after, I think it was Alex, the very first caller.
Mm-hmm.
You could have ended the show then because he was 100% spot on. At this point in the year, it is Super Bowl or bust, baby, and you got to roll with it, and you got to believe it, and the team believes it, and there's every other team in the NFL is shooting for the same goal that you are. And you just got to come out and be better, bigger, badder, you know. And you got a Hugh Douglas them. So,
like you, yeah, Hugh Douglas
plant-based? Plant-based
yeah.
Hugh?
Oh, yeah. Hugh, which Hugh is the real question?
Hugh was beat with that plant-based butter.
I'm running out, too. I need to figure out what I'm going to do.
Wait, are you going to get more?
I'm at impasse. I don't know yet. I ain't made up my mind.
Hold on a second.
Hey, maybe it'll change your opinion
and
on defense.
David, we appreciate it.
I ain't made up my mind yet. I ain't made up my mind.
I mean, if you get another one, you are fully plant-based now.
No, I'm trying to figure it out because I only got like a little sliver left, and I'm trying to figure out, do I want to get another stick, or should I just, you know, just go ahead and roll with the Irish butter?
Just lean into it. I mean, we know who you are.
I'm just saying, man. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm at an impasse.
I got to push back at something David said.
What did he say?
Someone else said this earlier. I just don't believe it's true. Every year is not Super Bowl or bust.
Every year it is.
Mm. All right,
that's like an oxymoron. First of all, how can every year be Super Bowl or bust?
Because that's the goal.
No, but
not
wait,
that different.
But wait, the Eagles. Now, this city's been blessed for the past 20-something years, where it's felt like pretty much every year you could talk yourself into it.
You've had a contingent. You had a team that's been relevant,
right? And there's been maybe three or four that it's gone off the rails and they've had bad years. But for the most part, you could walk in the year with some hope.
Yes.
But that wasn't always the case. It's not always the case every team.
Every freaking year.
Like, wait a second. The year you got here in 1998.
Every freaking year.
It was not Super Bowl.
But they were a playoff team a year before. The year that I got here, they were a playoff team a year before.
Yeah, but they weren't Super Bowl bust in 98 and 99.
But the goal.
And Doug Peterson and all those guys.
The goal was Super Bowl or bust, though, Joe.
No, for you.
Yes.
For you as a player. But
but that's for every player.
But he mentioned fan bases. I mean, come on. No one in New England is saying Super Bowl or bust. That's the worst roster in the league.
No, they're thinking rebuild.
Yeah.
They're thinking
the
rebuild.
The Carolina Panthers are not Super Bowl or bust. Giants aren't Super Bowl or bust. Tennessee, Las Vegas, the Saints. No. They're not.
We're 3.5 hours into the show, and people still don't understand what Super Bowl or bust means.
That
it doesn't make any sense to say Super Bowl or bust every year. It's a complete oxymoron. No, it's not, because you can't bust and then go right back at it the next year.
It makes total sense.
No, it doesn't.
Totally does.
What are you talking about?
You don't think, okay.
You bust means it's over, done, closed, slam it shut.
But that's just because we're playing semantics with the wording.
No, well, I'm using the legitimate definition of the phrase.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Super Bowl being the expectation is different than Super Bowl or bust.
Okay, let me help you out. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl. The end.
Okay. That's different.
All right, let me repackage this.
That's it.
Is it a bad year if they don't win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
No.
It could be if they go 7-10, but not necessarily. If the Eagles go to the divisional round, right? They win 11 games. They win a wild card round game.
That's not my goal.
Hold on. 11 games, wild card round, and they go to the divisional round, and they lose 30-27 against the Lions. We had a bad year?
Yes.
No.
Yes. We trying to get to New Orleans, man.
I understand what you're trying to do.
Y'all give me all this other stuff. I ain't worried about none of that. The question is Super Bowl or bust. The answer is yes.
No. You're answering the question of whether your expectation is the Super Bowl. Not whether Super Bowl or bust. You're missing the bust part. Doesn't make any sense.
I don't care about the bust because I'm not worried about that. I'm going to the Super Bowl. In my mind,
I can't take this
I'm here.
Anymore.
I am in New Orleans right now. I'm about to get a beignet.
I'm gonna go
down on Bourbon Street and get me some liquor, and then I'm gonna hang out.
I'm looking at the freezer
in that order.
Boy, beignets
and
are
wait
good too.
And wait, boy. But them beignets, boy, they rich, boy. They're gonna put some weight on me. I need to make sure.
Did you expect to go to New Orleans and come back thinner?
Yes.
I don't think that's a smart idea.
But you know what? I'm gonna stay on my diet.
In New Orleans?
Ooh, boy, I blow up like a tick. You know, it ain't Joe. I can't come back from New Orleans looking like that. They're going to talk about me. People going to talk about me like, damn, him.
What happened to him?
Fell off.
How many beignets did he have? Yeah. All right, let's grab Miles at Fishtown, who is worried about the Braves. What's up, Miles?
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Miles, we're just trying to figure things out here.
I have a headache.
Yeah, it's not going super well. For the first time in a long time, I agree with both Kyle and Joe, respectively, and I disagree with Hugh on every single point he's made today.
We need more people like you, Miles.
And so I'm going to break it down in order here. I totally agree with Kyle that I put the loss and that whole debacle yesterday on Rob Thompson. I was at the game. And Hugh, the thing you're very wrong about letting Taiwan pitch, and I understand you're just talking, he's got money paid to him, so they're going to put him out there anyway. There's a difference between getting blown out and losing. And I want you to know, as someone in the crowd yesterday, the boos that were raining in.
No, Miles.
The second Taiwan Walker got the ball, the second he pitched, it was the whole stadium was booing, and every single person on the Phillies team had to sit there and listen to their team being booed really loudly and enthusiastically.
Miles, I know you're right, but can I share something with you?
I got more.
Get him, Miles.
I'm cooking. Hold on. And if you had put someone like a Michael Mercado or someone, they probably still would have lost. The Astros are a great team. But the fact that Taiwan Walker started, you could see it right when Bryce Harper let Jose Altuve score. He wasn't even thinking about the guy on third. He wanted to make sure the guy sliding in. Oh, are you okay, bud? You got a little dirt right there. Let me get that. He wasn't even looking at third base. Jose Altuve swept him right out the stadium in that moment.
That's a good point.
And the team was turned off and shut down from the beginning. And that's how I want to walk, man. And that's Thompson for putting him out there I'm still cooking here. And to withstand the booze, they left Taiwan Walker and the entire Philly team that we cherish so much bask in a stadium of 40,000 people booing. And it was avoidable. And I thought that was a terrible way to end a series against the team we lost the World Series to right before an enormously important series with the Braves.
And I would like to add to this that Hugh is complicit in this, Miles, what you went through yesterday, because he's okay with this. He's complicit.
I know. Wait a minute.
First of all, I wasn't complicit. But Miles, since I'm allowed to speak now, you know what's funny? Because we're getting ready to do our fantasy draft, right? So I'm listening. I'm listening to the radio. It's my man, Fransky. Break it down. And I was like, damn, are they booing? I could hear it. I could hear it on the radio, and I was like, oh, that's not a good sign. This was like in the third or fourth inning. Mm-hmm. I heard booing.
Yeah, booing by the first inning.
And I was like, I was like, yeah, this ain't good.
It was my kind of stadium in there. Vicious.
It was a hostile environment. No, I felt that.
No, it looked like everybody was disinterested in playing baseball yesterday. A little bit.
I mean, you could see it. Even Taijuan Walker, like, the dude, every time an Astros player hit the ball at all, they were launching off of the bat. Even the singles, the doubles, the outs, they were, like, he didn't have nothing. He didn't have nothing, and it was obvious from the first inning. And I agree with Kyle, I put that on Thompson, that he subjected the entire team and the whole stadium and that specific player, Taijuan Walker, to that. I feel for Taijuan Walker.
Yeah, and Miles, man, we appreciate it. It's a good phone call. We might have to put up a poll at some point. Who's really the most to blame for this? Is it
you.
Taijuan or is it Hugh?
Yeah, I'm heading towards
Topper.
Blaming.
Seriously,
Topper
that's what we're doing.
Well, you know what?
That's what we're about to do.
You're giving the Phillies liberty to do this because they hear you on the radio and they're like, we have an ally that we could keep sending Taijuan out there and he's going to keep defending it.
No, I'm not defending it. I'm just realistically telling y'all what's happening.
Just like I'm trying to tell you realistically, we got a young defense and not much pass rush that this isn't Super Bowl
or bust.
Oh,
no, they'll be fine.
But you don't want to hear that.
No, they'll be fine.
Okay.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine, Joe. I think you're overreacting when it comes to that. I really do.
Can't I think we're Super Bowl bust.
What you mean? I'm just saying, I can't take you today.
You're killing me.
I'm being realistic. You can't take reality. Because he's probably going to be out.
Emotion.
You can't take reality on Taijuan. He should be DFA'd today.
They're not doing that. It's not going to happen.
In the middle of Market Street. Give him his walking papers.
But he's going to play the Marlins? He's probably going to start during the Marlins series.
You know what?
We're going to lose to the freaking Marlins because of him.
Why don't we just forfeit the games instead of going out there? Give everyone a refund yesterday. Tell the Astros, go home, get an extra day of sleep. Don't play the games.
I feel attacked. Where's the HR lady? Where's the HR lady?
She's got lots of folders she's working on around here, all right? Let's grab do we have a trash talker here? Packers fan? Are we revving this thing up already? Mike in West Philly. What's up, Mike?
Yo, guys, I made it. What's up?
Mike, what you got? You a Packers fan?
Listen, man. Oh. Don't kill me. That's my team.
All right, so what are you thinking?
All right.
Go ahead.
So look, right? Mm-hmm. Next Friday, it's going down. Kyle was talking crap about Jordan Love. Jordan Love is him, and I'm here to let you guys know that next Friday, y'all in big, big trouble. First of all, the Packers are known for having great pass protection. Y'all know this. If you can't get pressure on Jordan Love, no matter what you think about him, and that second day, you got a bunch of guys that we don't know who they are, y'all going to get carved up. I'm calling 40. And defensively, we got a new defensive coordinator. I understand that. But we bring in the pressure. We got a lot of athletic guys.
That's the worst trash talk I've heard.
You're not bringing anything.
Yeah, can your defense stop anybody? Your defense couldn't stop anybody last year.
Can we work on your trash talk?
let me think about this. Think about this. Mm-hmm. Can I interest you in the former All-Pro, Jaire Alexander? You better go do some homework. Can we stop somebody? Listen, A.J. Brown.
I don't give a
receiver. I'm not taking nothing away from him. He's a great receiver. I'm not taking nothing away from him. But we got to say that A.J. Brown, Jaire Alexander matchup is going to be a great one.
No.
But offensively, when it comes to you guys having two new coordinators, Jalen Hurts, no preseason snaps. That's an embarrassment.
Mike, where are you from?
From Philly.
Originally.
I'm from Philly.
He's a fraud.
Were you a Favre guy? How'd you become a Packers fan?
No. I'm gonna give you the history. Mm. The Packers was the first team I ever saw play. I'm a loyal man. Okay? It was the first team I ever saw play.
What was you in jail? Play? No, I'll take that back. That ain't right. I shouldn't have did that. But when you said it, I'm like, no, my bad, Mike. I shouldn't have did that. I didn't do it. I shouldn't have did that, Mike.
Last time I called you, I got a bone to pick with you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I wanted to ask you this. Nah, because that was crazy. But it's okay, because now I'm going to get you. I need to know, right? because I listen to you on the radio all the time, and you got so much love for A.J. Brown, and I understand it. A.J. Brown's a great player, but I'm trying to figure out where is the love in you coming to the defense of T.O., who A.J. Brown can't tie his cleats? What's up with you?
What you mean? Hey, what you mean? Who? Why am I coming to T.O.'s defense?
You can't be
listening every day then, because I've come to T.O. defense plenty of times on this station, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yes,
I can't even take
last,
this anymore.
Not the last time we talked. Kyle, pull a tape.
Pull the tape.
I'm not
going to
do that.
All right, Mike, we'll talk next week, Mike. Oh, you know what that music means? It means it's time for us here in the Midday Show to do what we got in trouble this time? Well, we're opening up a little investigation, Hugh. And once in a while, we have to do this, get to the bottom of things, because nobody else around here does this. I mean, once in a while, someone needs to get answers. And yesterday, he was part of Radiothon, Eagles Radiothon, which is a great, great cause, eaglesradiothon.com. And we've had so many great guests on the station. I mean, it's been amazing. Yesterday, we had Devontae Smith, Jason Kelce, Kylie Kelce. Today, I mean, man, Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley and Howie on the morning show later today. I
heard Howie killed it, too.
He did. Lane Johnson on the afternoon show. And yesterday on the afternoon show, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni was on. And it was great. And, you know, it's great hearing from Nick a week from the season. And he was excited to be on the show with them.
He read a book.
Well, he did. Guess what?
In the offseason.
I have that book now.
You do?
Yeah, I'm reading the Sirianni book, by the way, guys.
Okay. Joe takes a look into a book. It's Reading Julio.
Not the point of this. The point is, during the conversation yesterday on the afternoon show, Spike asked Nick Sirianni about Elliott charting the stats, right? The Jalen Hurts stats. Listen to this, because I'm now questioning if we could trust Elliott Shore Parks. Here it was yesterday.
We've been noticing, and we've been giving Elliott a little bit of hell for this, is that you occasionally will mention Elliott, whether it's, you know, the Jalen Hurts training camp stats or so on and so forth. And we're a little worried that you're endearing yourself too much to Elliott, which might make him biased. So is this...
Elliott is our stat keeper during training camp. Like, we don't keep stats during training camp. And you know what? I like to know what the percentage of the quarterbacks is every once in a while, and so I get it from Elliott. Like, he's working for us right now. He's keeping the stats. I got to give him a shot at every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
So is there an effort within the NovaCare facility, have you met, to sway Elliott by mentioning him in these press conferences and giving him credit like that? Do you know how dangerous this is to us?
You know, again, anybody that does a service for us, I will always want to mention and say, hey, we appreciate you, right? I think everybody needs to know they're loved and appreciated. And you know what? Elliott is right there. Now, do I agree with some of his grades sometimes? No, but we don't use those.
Okay, right.
He was 21 or 24, whatever it is. That we can go on. But when he gives them a B+ or an A-, we'll leave that to us as the coaches.
All right, man.
I love it, man.
All right, that was obviously really funny. I like how they don't always agree with his grades. But Hugh, there's underneath the soft belly of the fun there, there's a very troubling trend coming out of that.
You're talking about him and Elliott endearing himself to the Eagles?
Well, now you have to wonder, can we, as a station and the audience, trust Elliott's takes now, or has he been bought off through praise by the Eagles, by Nick Sirianni? I mean, if he knows he's getting shout-outs by the Eagles head coach, maybe he's going to endear himself by... You know, just an example, like, hey, Nick's on the hot seat. We got Elliott Shore Parks saying, no, he's doing a great job because he knows he's, you know, that's his guy now. I mean, Hugh, there's some, you know, there feels like a conflict of interest a little bit here for our Eagles reporter, Elliott Shore Parks. I just feel like this needs to be investigated.
As far as, like, trust his takes goes.
Yeah.
Elliott has some pretty unique... That's the word I want to use, take. So mm-hmm. I don't know if that trust is the right word.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the right word. So.
But they all come from the place of in the best interests of WIP what he thinks, but are now they going to become like more like slanted towards the Eagles, pro-Eagles?
Like, see, this is where it gets tough for me, Joe, because I think when Elliott has his takes, they're rooted in belief. A lot of them are rooted in belief. I don't think he can be swayed either way when it comes to that. Because the one I heard a couple of days ago, the Marty McFly one, that was pretty wild.
Yeah, that was a lot.
That was a lot to digest. So I think that with Coach Sirianni giving him props, I don't think it's going to, I don't think it's going to taint him in any way. I think it just validates him because, you know, he's been like the last couple months, though. You know, people been kind of, you know, Elliott has got a little heat. I think now he's starting to get his flowers. So I look at it more so that in order, Elliott has come into his own now. And with that being said, I think he's going to double down and he's going to be probably more, edgier.
Okay, so
as a host, I think that's what it's going to do. As an analyst, I should say.
I trust Elliott. I've known Elliott a long time. I trust him with his takes.
But I don't.
My antenna's up on the Eagles trying to use him. That's it up now. Like, will Sirianni try to get on his good side to avoid maybe some, you know, challenging takes down the line?
I would contend we've already lost Elliott. Did you hear what one of his biggest takes were coming out of training camp?
What was it?
Said Nick Sirianni is having an amazing training camp.
He did say that.
Remember?
But to be fair, before he got this praise, he had already been kind of on that bandwagon because I remember him saying something vaguely about how Coach Sirianni is a better coach now because he doesn't have all that responsibility.
Chicken or the egg?
Yeah, so he's kind of been, you
but
know
is
what I mean?
Doing
he's
it
kind
for
of
the praise from the Eagles head coach. I mean, Nick's.
Nick
has a big platform. Think about how many millions of people hear Nick Sirianni's press conference every week, whether it be, you know, here on WIP, TV, NFL Network, Fox, CBS.
So you're saying like it's a blessing and a curse because he's playing with fire a little
exactly.
bit. He might lose his credibility. I don't think he'll lose his credibility.
Right. I trust Elliott, but my antenna is up on the Sirianni angle here. And
we're watching you, Elliott.
Yeah, Kyle thinks we've lost Elliott already.
Oh, he's gone.
He's over?
A goner, yeah. I mean, the mole is the mole.
We can't have a mole.
So you're
going to
be looking at him, you're looking at him sideways now?
Of course.
I can see that.
This is a potential problem for the station.
It's a huge problem.
We got to squash this one immediately. All right, investigation, I guess, inconclusive, like the Harvard studies?
And like his polygraph results.
Well, that's another layer of this.
I mean, this guy.
Wait a minute. How was this? I forgot it. What happened?
Elliott, he broke the machine.
Elliott took the polygraph, right. Answered four questions, and every one of them was inconclusive.
They couldn't tell if he was telling the truth or lying. The guy has broken it.
He's psychotic.
Yeah, that's like serial killer stuff, ain't it?
Yeah, I feel like we've gone too far now. All right, 215-592-9494.
We haven't gone far enough.
David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe. I hate to be the bearer of bad news to you, but HR wants to talk to you immediately after the show because you yelled at the callers, and you're gonna have to figure out a way to have the show tomorrow without Joe, I think.
No, I don't. I only yell at the dopes, not every caller. You know what? Shut up.
Are you sure? I almost hung up. I was scared.
There's no
Joel,
reason to be
I'm like
scared.
Intimidated. Like Joel is very intimidating. He's very, very.
Yeah, I don't get angry often, but when I do, it's usually at Jay in West Philly, who's a dope. All right, go ahead, Dave.
Okay. As far as the Eagles go, you're right and you're wrong. If that makes sense, you're right that they don't have to win a Super Bowl in the season. You know, they have an open window because they have such a young team. But where you're wrong is every year, at the beginning of the year, is Super Bowl or bust. It just, you know, you could have ended the show after, I think it was Alex, the very first caller.
Mm-hmm.
You could have ended the show then because he was 100% spot on. At this point in the year, it is Super Bowl or bust, baby, and you got to roll with it, and you got to believe it, and the team believes it, and there's every other team in the NFL is shooting for the same goal that you are, and you just got to come out and be better, bigger, badder, you know, and you got to Hugh Douglas them, so...
Like you, yeah, Hugh Douglas,
plant-based.
Yeah.
Hugh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hugh, which Hugh is the real question?
Hugh was beat with that plant-based butter. So.
I'm running out too. I need to figure out what I'm gonna do.
Wait, are you gonna
I'm
get
at
more?
Impasse. I don't know yet. I ain't made up my mind.
Hold on a second.
Maybe it'll change your opinion
and
on defense.
David, so. We appreciate it.
I ain't made up my mind yet. I ain't made up my mind.
I mean, if you get another one, you are fully plant-based now.
No, I'm trying to figure it out because I only got like a little sliver left, and I'm trying to figure out: do I want to get another stick, or should I just, you know? Just go ahead and roll with
I mean,
the Irish
butter. Just lean into it. I mean, we know who you are.
I'm just saying, man. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm at an impasse.
I got to push back at something David said.
What did he say?
And someone else said this earlier. I just don't believe it's true. Every year is not Super Bowl or bust.
Every year it is.
All right.
That's like an oxymoron, first of all. How can every year be Super Bowl or bust?
Because that's the goal.
No, but
not
wait.
That different.
But wait. The Eagles now, this city's been blessed for the past 20-something years where it's felt like pretty much every year you could talk yourself into it.
You've had a contingent. You had a team that's been relevant.
Right, and there's been maybe three or four that it's gone off the rails and they've had bad years. But for the most part, you could walk in the year with some hope.
Yes.
But that wasn't always the case. It's not always the case every team.
Every freaking year.
Like, wait a second. With the year you got here in 1998.
Every freaking year.
It was not they
were
the play,
but they were a playoff team a year before. The year that I got here, they were a playoff team a year before.
Yeah, but they weren't Super Bowl bust in 98 and 99.
But the
Hoying
but the goal,
and Doug Peterson and all those guys.
The goal was Super Bowl or bust, though, Joe.
No, for you.
Yes.
For you as a player. But
but that's for every player.
But he mentioned fan bases. I mean, come on. No one in New England is saying Super Bowl or bust. That's the worst roster.
No, they're thinking rebuild.
Yeah.
They're thinking
the
rebuild.
The Carolina Panthers are not Super Bowl or bust. Giants aren't Super Bowl or bust. Tennessee, Las Vegas, the Saints. No. They're not.
We're 3.5 hours into the show, and people still don't understand what Super Bowl or bust means.
That
it doesn't make any sense to say Super Bowl or bust every year. It's a complete oxymoron. No, it's not, because you can't bust and then go right back at it the next year.
It makes total sense.
No, it doesn't.
Totally does.
What are you talking about?
You don't think, okay.
You bust means it's over, done, closed, shut.
But that's just because we're playing semantics with the wording.
No, well, I'm using the legitimate definition of the phrase.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Super Bowl being the expectation is different than Super Bowl or bust.
Okay, let me help you out. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl. The end.
Okay. That's different.
All right, let me repackage this.
That's it.
Is it a bad year if they don't win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
No.
It could be if they go 7-10, but not necessarily. If the Eagles go to the divisional round, right? They win 11 games. They win a wild card round game.
That's not my goal.
Hold on. 11 games, wild card round, and they go to the divisional round and they lose 30-27 against the Lions. We had a bad year?
Yes.
No.
Yes. We trying to get to New Orleans, man.
I understand what you're trying to do.
Y'all give me all this other stuff. I ain't worried about none of that. The question is Super Bowl or bust. The answer is yes.
No. You're answering the question of whether your expectation is the Super Bowl. Not
every,
what Super Bowl or bust. You're missing the bust part. Doesn't make any sense.
I don't care about the bust because I'm not worried about that. I'm going to the Super Bowl. In my mind,
I can't take this
I'm here.
Anymore.
I am in New Orleans right now.
I'm about to get a beignet.
And then I'm
going
to go down on Bourbon Street and get me some liquor. And then I'm going to hang out.
I'm looking at a threesome.
In that order.
Boy, beignets
and
are good,
wait,
too.
And wait. Boy, but them beignets, boy, they rich. Boy, they're going to put some weight on me. I need to make sure.
Did you expect to go to New Orleans and come back thinner?
Yes.
I don't think that's a smart
idea. But you know what? I'm going to stay on my diet.
In New Orleans?
Ooh, boy, I blow up like a tick. You know, it ain't your I can't come back from New Orleans looking like that. They're going to talk about me. People going to talk about me like, damn, Hugh.
What happened to Hugh?
Fell off.
How many beignets did he have?
Yeah.
All right, let's grab Miles at Fishtown, who is worried about the Braves. What's up, Miles?
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Miles, we're just trying to figure things out here.
I have a headache.
Yeah, it's not going super well. For the first time in a long time, I agree with both Kyle and Joe, respectively, and I disagree with Hugh on every single point he's made today.
We need more people like you, Miles.
And so I'm going to break it down in order here. I totally agree with Kyle that I put the loss and that whole debacle yesterday on Rob Thompson. I was at the game. And Hugh, the thing you're very wrong about letting Taiwan pitch, and I understand you're just talking, he's got money paid to him, so they're going to put him out there anyway. There's a difference between getting blown out and losing. And I want you to know, as someone in the crowd yesterday, the boos that were raining in Taiwan Walker got the ball. The second he pitched, it was the whole stadium was booing, and every single person on the Phillies team had to sit there and listen to their team being booed really loudly and enthusiastically.
Miles, I know you're right, but can I share something with you?
I got more.
Get him, Miles.
I'm cooking. Hold on. And if you had put someone like a Michael Mercado or someone, they probably still would have lost. The Astros are a great team. But the fact that Taiwan Walker started, you could see it right when Bryce Harper let Jose Altuve score. He wasn't even thinking about the guy on third. He wanted to make sure the guy sliding in, oh, are you okay, bud? You got a little dirt right there. Let me get that. He wasn't even looking at third base. Jose Altuve swept him right out the stadium in that moment.
That's a good point.
And the team was turned off and shut down from the beginning. And that's how I want Watson, man. And that's Thompson for putting him out there to I'm still cooking here. And to withstand the booze. They left Taijuan Walker and the entire Philly team that we cherish so much bask in a stadium of 40,000 people booing. And it was avoidable. And I thought that was a terrible way to end a series against the team we lost the World Series to right before an enormously important series with the Braves.
And I would like to add to this that Hugh is complicit in this, Miles, what you went through yesterday, because he's okay with this. He's complicit.
I know. Wait.
First of all, I wasn't complicit.
But
Miles, so since I'm allowed to speak now, you know what's funny? Because we're getting ready to do our fantasy draft, right? So I'm listening to the radio. It's my man Fransky. Break it down. And I was like, damn, are they booing? I could hear it. I could hear it on the radio. And I was like, oh, that's not a good sign. This was like in the third or fourth inning. Mm-hmm. I heard
booing by the first inning.
And I was like, this ain't good.
It was my kind of stadium in there. Vicious.
It was a hostile environment.
It looked like everybody was disinterested in playing baseball yesterday. A little bit.
I mean, you could see it. Even Taijuan Walker, like, the dude, every time an Astros player hit the ball at all, they were launching off of the bat. Even the singles, the doubles, the outs, they were, like, he didn't have nothing. He didn't have nothing, and it was obvious from the first inning. And I agree with Kyle, I put that on Thompson, that he subjected the entire team and the whole stadium and that specific player, Taijuan Walker, to that. I feel for Taijuan Walker.
Yeah, and Miles, man, we appreciate it. It's a good phone call. We might have to put up a poll at some point. Who's really the most to blame for this? Is it
you.
Taijuan? Or is it Hugh?
Yeah, I'm heading towards
Topper.
Blaming.
Seriously, that's what we're doing.
Well, you know
that's what?
What
we're about to do.
You're giving the Phillies liberty to do this. Because they hear you on the radio and they're like, we have an ally that we could keep sending Taijuan out there and he's going to keep defending it.
No, I'm not defending it. I'm just realistically telling y'all what's happening.
Just like I'm trying to tell you realistically, we got a young defense and not much pass rush that this isn't Super Bowl or bust.
Oh, no, they'll be fine.
But you don't want to hear that.
No, they'll be fine.
Okay.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine, Joe. I think you're overreacting when it comes to that. I really do.
I think we're Super Bowl or bust.
Wait, what you mean? I'm just saying, I can't take you today.
You're killing me.
I'm being realistic. You can't take reality. Because he's probably gonna be out.
Emotion.
You can't take reality on Taijuan. He should be DFA'd today.
They're not doing that. It's not gonna happen.
In the middle of Market Street. Give him his walking papers.
But he's gonna play the Marlins? He's probably gonna start doing the Marlins series.
You know what?
They were gonna lose to the freaking Marlins because of him.
Why don't we just forfeit the games instead of going out there? Give everyone a refund yesterday, tell the Astros go home, get an extra day of sleep. Don't play the games.
I feel attacked. Where's the HR lady? Where's the HR lady?
She's got lots of folders she's working on around here, all right? Let's grab do we have a trash talker here? Packers fan? Are we revving this thing up already? Mike in West Philly. What's up, Mike?
Yo guys, I made it. What's up?
Mike, you a Packers fan?
Listen, man.
Oh.
Don't kill me. That's my team.
All right, so what are you thinking?
All right.
Go ahead.
So look, right? Mm-hmm. Next Friday, it's going down. Kyle was talking crap about Jordan Love. Jordan Love is him. And I'm here to let you guys know that next Friday, y'all in big, big trouble. First of all, the Packers are known for having great pass protection. Y'all know this. If you can't get pressure on Jordan Love, no matter what you think about him, and that second day, you got a bunch of guys that we don't know who they are. Y'all going to get carved up. I'm calling 40. And defensively, we got a new defensive coordinator. I understand that. But we bring in the pressure. We got a lot of athletic guys.
That's the worst trash talk.
You're not bringing anything.
Yeah, can your defense stop anybody? Your defense couldn't stop anybody last year.
Can we work on your trash talk?
let me think about this. Mm-hmm. Can I interest you in the former All-Pro, Jair Alexander? You better go do some homework. Can we stop somebody? Listen, A.J. Brown.
I don't give a
shit. I'm not taking nothing away from him. He's a great receiver. I'm not taking nothing away from him. But we got to say that A.J. Brown, Jair Alexander matchup is going to be a great one.
No.
But offensively, when it comes to you guys having two new coordinators, Jalen Hurts, no preseason snaps. That's an embarrassment.
Mike, where are you from?
From Philly.
Originally.
I'm from Philly.
He's a fraud.
Philly, but the
were you a Favre guy? How'd you become a Packers fan?
No. I'm gonna give you the history. Mm. The Packers was the first team I ever saw play. I'm a loyal man. Okay? It was the first team I ever saw play.
What are you saying? Play? No, I'll take that back. That ain't right. I shouldn't have did that. But when you said it, I'm like, no, my bad, Mike. I shouldn't have did that. I shouldn't have did that, Mike.
Last time I called you, I got a bone to pick with you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I wanted to ask you this. Nah, because that was crazy. But it's okay, because now I'm going to get you. I need to know, right? Because I listen to you on the radio all the time, and you got so much love for A.J. Brown, and I understand it. A.J. Brown's a great player, but I'm trying to figure out where is the love in you coming to the defense of T.O., who A.J. Brown can't tie his cleats. What's up with you?
What you mean? Hey, what you mean? Why am I coming to T.O.'s defense?
I never hear you come to T.O.'s defense. But
you can't be listening every day then, because I've come to T.O.'s defense plenty of times on this station, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yes.
I can't even take this anymore.
Not the last time we talked. Kyle, pull a tape.
Pull a tape.
I'm not going to do that.
All right, Mike. We'll talk next week, Mike.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.